got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday again. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5-3-77-3-888-77-JESSE, JESSE, JESSE. And brand new biblical question. What the? I was hoping I had one by today, and it came. And then the rain came. A brand new biblical question for this week. Are you a problem to yourself? Are you a problem to yourself? What an amazing question. Like, what the? Are you a problem to yourself? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can be listening to the show as it is happening, no matter where you are or what you're doing. Even if you're up north trying to stop the Border Patrol from deporting illegal aliens, and you're holding a rally to try to stop it, you still could be listening to the show. Hola! By calling and listening, like, oh, you're just relaxing. But you got to do something else here. You can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And I know that a lot of you are enjoying the Country and Western Tuesday because you're like, whoa, it's amazing. I didn't know. Every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country.
What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Amazing.
Our battle is a spiritual battle. It is not physical, and I've been trying to tell you this for 34 years now. It ain't have nothing to do with the other person. It has everything to do with good versus evil. And the world lies to you and tell you that it's racism, it's this-ism, and that-ism. It's not racism. It's not sexism. It's not homophobiaism. It's not Allahu Abba-ism. It's not Debbie Dad-ism. It's not racism. I mean, white supremacism or anti-Semitism. It's not isms. It's good versus evil. You have overcome evil and now you're of good, or you're just evil. And that is reality. I have these sound bites that I must play for you because I don't think I can ever make it as clear as these sound bites is from Jesse Waters' show on his primetime show on Fox News. I told you yesterday and the day before, and maybe even before, this, when Kara Bass was running for mayor of L.A., I tried to tell you Kara Bass is not cut. She doesn't have it in her. She doesn't know how, and she doesn't feel like being the mayor of Los Angeles. And when y'all elected her, I was like, what a horrible mistake. This woman only has phony smiles. And whenever she's up there smiling, she's lying. But you elected Karen Bass for mayor of Los Angeles, and look what you got. And it's going to get worse if you don't get rid of her. I heard, and I don't have the proof yet, that the owner, I believe he's the owner of the L.A. Times, right, Hank? He's the owner of the L.A. Times. But anyway, he said, and again, I don't have proof. I'm just going by what I heard on a report, quickly on a report, and I don't know if I even heard it correctly yet. But I believe he's the owner of the L.A. Times. And I'm waiting for a response from Hank, but I guess he can't hear me.
Yeah, News Nation, L.A. Times owner Dr. Pat Soon-Shiong says he regrets voting for Karen Bass.
Where you get that from?
From News Nation.
Right on. He said that, according to News Nation, he regret voting for or recommending Karen Bass for mayor, and that she was not qualified, and that he only put...
Looked like some...
My apologies.
He only recommended her because she had a D beside her name, Democrat. Not qualified. And so now I hear that there's a recall going on. They're trying to do a recall to get rid of this woman. What a mess, huh? But I want to lay out this... from Jesse Waters' primetime show. He lays it out like no one else I ever seen. That doesn't mean that there are not other people out there laying it out so clearly, but he put it out there where you can see it, unless you just want to miss it. And so I want to give you this, and then we'll move on to the callers and the super chats and everything. This is from Jesse Waters' primetime show there on Fox News about this whole fire and why and what and when and where and everything. It just laid out. L.A. neighborhood, here's what he say, talk about L.A. neighborhoods are being wiped off the map and the death toll keep rising. Watch this.
Looked like something out of a movie.
Fires were this close to the cars. I could barely see my hand in front of me. It was so frightening.
My whole block is gone.
How can you recognize anything?
Now all we have is the memories we created in these places.
We were hoping that the house would still be there, but it wasn't.
Neighborhoods wiped off the map. Homes reduced to piles of ash. Every day it gets more grim. And the death toll keeps rising. 24 are now confirmed dead, and many more still missing. Forecasters estimate the damage to be more than $250 billion. This would be costlier than Katrina. And the Palisades fires are still only just 13% contained. Wind gusts are predicted to kick up, and firefighters are bracing for explosive fire growth. This isn't over yet.
Amazing. This is not in the United States of America. I do want to remind you of that. California, United States of America, is not in a third world, but we are a third world country now. Here's where he talked about bandits. He talked about bandits and arsonists. Prey on the city. Watch this.
And the looting isn't stopping. At least 29 fire looters have been arrested, including these four fiends caught in Santa Monica. One thief breaking into homes in Pacific Palisades was dressed as a fireman when he was apprehended. Nothing is sacred. Jewels, precious heirlooms. Even someone's Emmy was stolen. And remember the guy with the blowtorch last week? Who was lighting fire to Christmas trees and garbage cans? Turns out he was an illegal alien. His name's Juan. Bandits and arsonists are preying upon this devastated community while it's still smoldering.
Amazing, huh? In the United States of America, my country is gone. The one thing I know for sure, I mean, I know everything, but I know that my country is not coming back. Residents are gripped by fear and rumors. Watch this.
And residents are gripped by fear and rumors. Here's actress Whitney Cummings.
This is a real text that I just received from a friend of mine about the fires. Some of the neighbors caught a guy setting more fires on the back of our hill. They chased him away. They called 911. I think they caught the guy recently in Woodland Hills trying to put gasoline in sewers. It's happening all over.
Police haven't confirmed this, but there's a sense of every man for himself in Southern California. Some more fortunate families are hiring private firefighters, and actor David Spade's announcing bounties on arsonists.
In California, and people are saying there's guys lighting fires out there, make this worse. They just caught somebody, we're pretty sure it was lighting fires, walking on the blowtorch. They let them go. So if you can find someone lighting a fire and you catch somebody and you can get the cops to bust them and throw them in jail, I'll give you $5,000. So keep your eyes peeled and do what you can out there.
Isn't that amazing? And I want to remind you that these reports are about human beings acting this way. We're not talking about animals. These are human beings that are in the fallen state of an animal, but we're talking about human beings. Human beings, think about that. Your house burned down or you had to leave your house because of fire, and human beings decide, let me go rob this person's house while they're out wondering if their homes are burned down or not. Let me go rob them. Let me put on a fire jacket and go rob them. Pretend, let me... Human beings. Now do you believe me when I say there's nothing good in human beings? There's nothing good in human nature. But you like to think that you're good. You ain't no good. Wait until you find out about you. Wait till you find out about you. Imagine these people robbing these people's homes while they're out trying to find somewhere to stay temporarily, wondering how they're going to rebuild. They left their little, those who were fortunate enough to not get burned out. They had to leave. They took their families and everything. And you go, oh, let me go up and rob them. Why? That little stuff that you're stealing ain't going to last but a minute. Here's where he talked about the government is leaving L.A. in ashes.
The social contract's been shattered. The government isn't able to help the people it's sworn to protect. Biden wrote a blank check and left on his legacy tour. No one knows where the VP is. Kamala's home state's California. She lives in L.A. They say she could be the next governor. It's like she disappeared. Police just caught two sketchy men casing Kamala's house in Brentwood after someone called 911.
ever. We needed you, Lord. We need you now. What a mess, huh? And it's going to get worse. I wonder if they did a survey. They can ask these people, how many of you voted for the Democratic representatives? How many of you vote over and over just because they're Democrats? How many of you were against Trump running for president? And will you vote again just because it has a D behind the name? And they are saying that nobody knows what started the fire, and Newsom has no solution. But watch this.
Here's the latest on what caused the fire. Nothing definitive yet, but the Washington Post says the Palisades blaze may have originally started from fireworks on New Year's Eve. Firefighters put it out, and it may have reignited days later. Other reports say downed power lines might have sparked the inferno, and arson hasn't been ruled out. The governor says he can't get a straight answer out of anybody.
I want to get the answers. And I'll be candid with you, I wasn't getting straight answers.
Yeah.
I watched the press conference. I met with some of those leaders. We had my team start talking to local leaders, saying what's going on. Our state.
And you weren't getting straight answers from
I was getting leaders. Different answers. Hmm. When you start getting different answers, then I'm not getting the actual story.
The governor doesn't have a strong grasp of what's happening and keeps passing the buck to the locals. But he's out in front of the cameras every day.
We're dealing with a myriad of issues. I was just talking to Josh Green, the governor down in Hawaii, who had some ideas around some land use concerns he has around speculators coming in.
Newsom looked like Slick
Willie. Why is the governor shimmying around like that with a smile on his face? What kind of presentation is that? Why does he look so gleeful when he's talking about land speculators?
Amazing. And Kara Bass seemed to say, wait, oh, granted. What are they grinning about? I don't. Just imagine you had a chance to get. Okay, you voted for Newsom, and then you realize, oh, that was a mistake. And then you went back, and they said, okay, we can get him out, a recall. And you went back and said, no, no recall. How do you feel about that now? How do you feel looking at this guy grinning? That's all she ever does, grin. She over in Africa, and I heard that she made a promise during campaign that she would never go out of the country while mayor of the city. And where is she over in Africa in somebody else's business? My country is no longer tears of thee. This guy right here, it's a DEI pick. That's the only reason they got Kara Bass. She's black, she's DEI. NBC called out Newsom, but his, NBC called out Newsom for his misinformation about the about his dam. But Newsom did, in fact, destroy dams to save a fish.
It's getting so bizarre that NBC is having to call Gavin out for spewing misinformation.
I don't know what he's referring to when he talks about the Delta smelt and reservoirs. The reservoirs are completely full of the state reservoirs here in Southern California. That mis and disinformation, I don't think, advantages or aids any of us.
We do know, though, from reporting here locally that that one reservoir that serves the Palisades was not full.
And that's exactly what triggered my desire to get the investigation to understand what was happening with that local reservoir. That was not a state system reservoir, which the president-elect was referring to as it relates to the Delta and somehow connecting the Delta smelt to this fire, which is inexcusable because it's inaccurate, also incomprehensible to anyone that understands water policy in the state.
Notice how Gavin doesn't get into the details. Empty reservoirs, reservoirs not being built. Budget cuts, lawsuits to save the smelt. All that's true. Gavin destroyed dams and then bragged about it.
You know, the Klamath River once supported one of the largest runs of salmon on the western United States. And for decades, dams along the Klamath River blocked salmon from migrating, damaging our ecosystems and hurting native communities who rely on these fish. By removing the dams, we're helping to restore salmon, steelhead, and lamprey populations, restoring, get this, 400 miles of historic spawning habitat, bringing life back to the river, supporting commercial and recreational fishing jobs, and honoring our commitments to tribal nations.
Amazing. Now, do you believe me when I tell you that your government don't care two hoops and a holler for you? I don't give a darn if he does. Come home, Paul. I won't accept him. What a mess, huh? California wasn't even ready for the disaster. I want you to check out this. You know how you're supposed to do control burning and all that? It wasn't done in California. I remember some years ago when the voters of California were complaining that the government is not doing controlled burning. What happened if a fire come? And they still didn't do it, and yet you voted for them. California is controlled primarily by Democrats. Really? One or two Republicans in there, but you don't even know they exist. It's a war now, Democrats between Democrats. And I mentioned California wasn't ready for this disaster. Check out this dried up Palisade Reservoir. Watch this.
California didn't have enough water and firemen to put out the fire. They had a 5-day warning about record wind gusts. The mayor was in Africa. Gavin Newsom is trying to tell you that California was prepared. And it's all because of climate change. This is too big of a disaster to cover up. Here's a free press reporter who just got inside the bone-dry Palisades Reservoir. Watch this.
This was supposed to be the water to put out the Palisades fire. This is the Santa Ynez Reservoir. It's the water supply, basically, for the Palisades. When they first started fighting the Palisades fire, they ran out of water extremely quickly. Wednesday, 3 a.m., they were basically out. And there's been a lot of talk on why this happened. So how long has this reservoir been empty for?
Since February of last year. There was no communication from the Department of Water and Power to LAFD that there was a water supply issue.
The firefighters, when they were started fighting the fires, no one informed them that the reservoir was empty.
Amazing, huh? And I hear that the person, the woman that's supposed to be doing that and informing, let them, she made $300,000 a year. These people want problems. They create problems for money so they can get money. So it pays off for them. They're not going to be affected by any of this. And they don't care. I tried to tell you that there is no love in human nature. You don't love, nobody love you, and you don't love nobody. I want to know what love is. And lo and behold, but not surprising at all to anyone, they're trying to call this racism. The blacks ain't got nothing better to do. Not all. But to say, oh, this is racism when you complain or when you say DEI. The ladies of The View says it's racist to report on what the governor is doing. Watch this.
What's worse, misinformation or mismanagement? But the ladies of The View say it's racist to report on what the governor's doing.
Who I don't applaud is someone like Jesse Waters on Fox News. This is what he said. He blamed LA fires on diversity. He said that California's woke politics and DEI are the reasons for the fires because Newsom has been tearing down dams because Native Americans, but he called them Indians, wanted some of the river back so they could catch salmon. And Gavin didn't just knock down one dam for the Indians. He knocked them all down. He knocked down four of the dams. I'm sorry, this is stolen land, first of all, okay? California is stolen land. Second of all, that's part of what always happens. These dams, there's preservation of the dam. So that was just complete, not only misinformation, but it was racist.
Isn't that something? Why don't they put her out of the country? There has to be some law that says when you're that dumb and when you're that evil that you can make that kind of statement, you got to leave the country. Bye. And then have a big door over there for all who are leaving the country and can't come back. This woman is stupid, dumb, and must be a DEI pick for the show. What does race have to do with this? This is evil. And you think that's bad, and it is. The L.A. water chief says her top priority wasn't water, but DEI. Watch this.
DEI didn't cause the fire, but it distracted the state from preparing to fight it. The L.A. water chief, Janice Quiñones, who makes $750,000 a year, says her number one priority wasn't water.
You call it powered by equity, and I know that it's been really important for the DWP to put an equity lens on everything.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the number one thing that attracted me to this role. It's important to me that everything we do, it's with an equity lens and social justice and making sure that we right the wrongs that we've done in the past from an infrastructure perspective and that we involve the community in that process. And this utility is serious about it, is authentic about it. I'm just super excited to be part of that movement.
It's about priorities. The water chief was focused on DEI.
And she made $750,000. And she sounded like a foreigner. What the? She's not trying to put the fire out. I mean, prevent the fire. She make sure we have water. She's concerned about DEI. You still want women running your government? You still want that? And yet, your government, the Democratic Party, they tried to stop Donald Trump from doing his job. They don't want Donald Trump to get rid of the illegal aliens in our country, so they got a Trump-proof whatever. Yesterday, Newsom approved $50 million to Trump-proof California and is now calling for a Marshall Plan to get California ready for the Olympic. Oh, let's forget about the fire. Let's get ready for the Olympic. What the? Why this?
The mayor of L.A., Karen Bass, was in Africa, even though she promised voters that she'd never travel internationally as mayor. And here she is in Ghana, while her city was getting scorched. And instead of fireproofing their state, California Today held a special legislative session, and Trump proofed it. Newsom just approved $50 million to resist Trump. $25 million is going to protect Biden migrants from being deported. So the illegal alien caught with a blowtorch, lighting a neighborhood on fire, Juan, Newsom is going to spend millions of dollars to stop us from deporting blowtorch Juan, who you're not going to believe what his excuse was for having the blowtorch. He said it was lighting up a joint. Now Newsom's calling for a Marshall Plan to rebuild L.A. so the city will be ready for the Olympics.
With this rebuilding effort needing to take place, is L.A. going to be ready for all of those global events?
My humble position, and it's not just being naively optimistic, that only reinforces the imperative moving quickly, doing in the spirit of collaboration and cooperation. That's why we're already organizing a Marshall
saying?
Plan. We already have a team of looking and reimagining LA 2.0.
You just said you're organizing a Marshall Plan for the rebuilding of California. What is that Marshall Plan?
For
tell us
region,
about this Marshall
we're just
plan.
Starting to lay out. I mean, we're still fighting these fires.
What is he saying, Lord? Maybe because I'm black and slow, but what he says doesn't make any sense. I got to take a quick break. What a mess. You still want the Democrats to run your city? Back in a moment.
To you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Hell on earth inside of human beings. Your hell is inside of you, and you act it out. It comes out of you, and this is what you see. This is what you got. You must be born again, meaning you must overcome and return to the Father. The kingdom of heaven is a return to the Father. The kingdom of heaven is perfect love. And you don't know who that is. You can't even imagine what perfect love is. By the way, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, E-Black, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby is at 12 noon now, not 4 p.m., all right? 12 noon. And ladies, we're having the latest forum, the first one this year, this coming Thursday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I just want to give you these last two soundbites about what's happening in my city, L.A. I love L.A., but not what it has become. California is now back to losing millions of acres a year to wildfire like before the 1800s. Watch this.
Do you trust Gavin to rebuild L.A.? He never built a single reservoir, a high-speed rail. They couldn't even build evacuation roads because bureaucrats sued to stop a pea plant from being stepped on. A pea plant. The only thing Gavin built was a $2 million toilet. These are the guys who think they can control the Earth's temperature, but they can't even control a fire in their own backyard. Did you know before the 1800s, California lost about 4 million acres a year to fires? But when Americans arrived, they managed the land intelligently. And by the end of the last century, California only lost 250,000 acres a year to fires. But in the last 4 years, California is back to losing millions and millions of acres a year to wildfires. Their stupidity has literally set California back centuries. The state that's fighting global warming the hardest is creating the most emissions. What do you think a week of this wildfire smoke is doing to the atmosphere? It's basic common sense. Fireproof the power lines, clean up the underbrush, let cattle and sheep graze there, store more water, and fix the fire department. And the waters are.
Amazing. And last but not least, liberalism doesn't solve problems, but create them. Watch this.
Liberalism is going up in smoke because it doesn't solve problems. It just creates them by imposing radical ideology on everything. The central promise of liberalism is if you give liberals enough money and power, they'll create utopia. But voters have given liberals all of the money and power in California, a supermajority, and it's literally on fire. So California has to fire these politicians and hire someone else. Trump's heading to L.A. after he's inaugurated, and he won't be focused on ideology. He's a developer. He just wants to get things done. Will the L.A. City Council let him?
I'm ready for him. We'll be excited to see him here. You know, to be in Pacific Palisades here in the city of Los Angeles, the San Fernando Valley, and Pasadena, Altadena. We hope that he comes soon before the 20th. And I know that the mayor and the governor are working on that. And so we're very excited to see him here.
Liberalism's destroying paradise. If Americans can just work together, we can get results. But we can't throw money at California without demanding they change their behavior. We can't be tearing down civilization and then rebuilding it over and over and over again. Primetime's going to continue to pray for the victims. And if you want to donate, go to the Red Cross. They need all the help they can get.
For some reason, I didn't believe that black guy, this so-called city council, about Trump coming. That man don't want Trump here. And when he said, I'm sure the mayor and the governor wanted him to, they were all working. The last person they want to see, just me, the last person they want to see in California is President Trump. Believe me. So I don't believe that guy. Great work, Tucker. I mean, not Tucker. Great work, Jesse Waters. I mean, laying it out, making it clear, you have to want to not see it. If you don't understand what he laid out, what's going on here. It's just perfectly laid out. Great work, Jesse Waters of Fox News. Thank you. Amazing. If they were giving out awards for that kind of reporting, Jesse Waters should get it. Good job, man. What a mess, huh? And the Democrats control California. When I moved to California from Alabama in 1968 at the age of 18, I was going to move to Atlanta, Georgia. And I literally walked off the plane and thought I was in paradise. Paradise. And California was absolutely beautiful. Palm trees, clean streets, everything was clean. Jobs everywhere. Little or no crime. You just lived your life. And opportunity everywhere. So I stayed in California. And Nick is showing you pictures of California from the first one of the 50s?
Yeah, this one says it's from the 50s.
This is the 50s. And now in a minute we're going to show you the 20s. And there's the 20s. Went from light to darkness. What a mess. This is what your government want for you. They created this. You voted for them. I blame you for that. And they did this. I blame them for it. But they knew they can do it because you're going to continue to vote for them. What a mess. A spiritual battle. Either you're going to live from within and have life, or live from without and have death. Because anyone that's living from without, your eyes are open and you're breathing, but you're dead. You're dead to truth, to life, to the kingdom of heaven. And you don't even know it. This is hell on earth. And if you drop your body in your condition of anger, you're going to be stuck in this reality. And it won't get better. Lynn is out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Lynn, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, Lynn.
How are you? Hey. Hello.
Hey, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm actually calling you back because I called you probably about 6 months ago in relation to my relationship with my son, 22, 23 years old in the military. And I wasn't really handling him in the correct way, transitioning him into the military, into adulthood. And I wanted, you know, I followed your advice. I backed off from him. I And eventually he forgave me. We start having deep conversations that led to him being able to forgive me. We were able to have honest conversations about things in his childhood and parenting and where I messed up. And so he was, so our relationship is thriving, which also led me to be able to have a conversation with my daughter. And so now our relationships are thriving or getting better. So I just wanted to, he wanted me to call you back and give you an update on that. So right. I just want to let
right
you know
on.
That.
Stay with it. Yeah. Stay with it. Working on you, it only gets better, Lynn.
Yes. The question that I have for today is I'm in a working environment, and I'm trying to deal with people who I'm still dealing with anger. Let me just be flat out honest with it. I'm still dealing with anger, feeling the anger come up inside. And I'm recognizing it. I'm aware of it. I try to get myself through it, but I still have a hard time managing my response when I get angry when the situation's at work. And so I'm trying to identify where that's coming from. And I don't know if it's, I hear you talk about ego a lot. Maybe think that people should deal with me the same way that I deal with them, but it just, on a daily basis, little things still frustrates me, and I want to know why I'm still getting frustrated with individuals who we're kind of sort of coworkers, but we have to coexist. I do social work, so we have to coexist to make things better for the residents that I serve. And it frustrates me when we butt heads or about things or whatever. So I just want to know how to get through that. I'm not. I'll be 50 in February, and
wow, you're old.
I'm getting.
It's
hard to believe I actually. I know I actually said that. I can't believe I actually.
You almost half of 100.
Yes, a few weeks. So, but yeah, I'm just tired of being mad with them, and I just want to know where that's coming from.
And who is getting mad?
Me.
And who are you?
No one, I guess. I'm just...
Who are you?
I am a person who comes to work to do my job, and I feel like I successfully do that. So I get frustrated when I see others in the capacity that are supposed to serve and do the same thing don't deliver, which makes things harder for myself.
You told me what you do, but who are you that's getting mad? Who are you?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it like that. All I know
then
is that
why
I feel
do you
the anger
say
coming.
Why do you say I'm getting mad if you don't know that you are getting mad? You don't even know who you are. If you don't know who you are, how do you know you are getting mad? And who is telling you you are getting mad? Who's telling you that?
Myself, my thoughts.
And are you your thoughts?
No, thoughts are lies.
And so then if that's true, how yourself, your thoughts telling you that?
I can't answer that.
Then why did you say myself, my thoughts? You said I'm not my thought. Do you create your thoughts?
Yes.
How do you create thoughts?
I don't know.
Tell me the steps. Tell me the steps that you take to create thoughts.
Okay. So say, for instance, I'm about to have interaction with them. I already anticipate frustration. Like, I'm ready. Like, majority of the time when I'm getting ready to handle a situation with them, it's out of frustration. So I'm already frustrated, and then my thought is, well, I'm right, and I'm tired of this, and then I want to be right. So
who are you saying that to? Are you talking to yourself?
Yeah.
So you tell yourself that.
Yes.
And so are you your thoughts?
No.
Then, and are you yourself?
I don't know how to answer that.
I'm trying to figure out who is telling you this. Are you like a crazy person? You're talking to yourself?
Maybe sometimes. I don't know. Talk to myself.
You talk to yourself?
No, I was just like, no. Maybe in my mind, maybe I do have the thoughts in my mind. Like, I'm thinking
maybe
about it now.
In your mind. They are in your
mind.
Well,
I'm having the thoughts in my mind.
And who is having the thought in the mind? Do you talk back to the thoughts?
No.
Your thoughts like, I know this woman going to be mean at this job today. And then you say back to the thought, yeah, you're right.
Well, yeah, I'm guilty of that.
So you talk to your thoughts.
Yes.
And do you call that insanity? Crazy?
No.
Is that normal to talk to your thoughts?
I think it's my normal now that I'm talking through how I process things. I think I have made that my normal.
And what do you mean by my normal?
Well,
does that make sense that you talk to thoughts?
No, it doesn't.
And why do you do it then?
Insane. I don't know. It's just.
And then when you do it, you say it's me, my thought, my feeling, my this. Why do you're talking to the devil, and you're claiming that it's you? You talking to the devil, but you call the devil you. Why is that?
Kind of scary. I don't know. That's real scary to know that I'm having conversations with the devil.
You are. You're communicating with. Think about it. You're talking to somebody, and it's not. You're talking to your thoughts. You're not your thoughts. You don't create those thoughts. You're having conversation with evil.
And I guess that explains why a certain level of anxiety comes when I feel that way, when I feel the anger or the frustration, then there comes the anxiety, and all those things are brought on because I'm communicating with the devil.
Yeah, and you and the devil are one, and you have agreed with the devil, and then you go on your knees and you praise the Lord, but you praise the Satan.
Mm-hmm.
You have agreed with the devil. You're the devil one. Why don't you stop communicating with the devil and just watch the devil and go about your day? Doing your physical, outer physical work while watching what's happening on the inside of you. Why don't you live that way? And not call it you. Why don't you stop calling the spirit of evil, oh, I'm mad, I'm lonely, this ticked me off, that woman in the welfare office has made me crazy. Why don't you just stop it and then see what happens? Why don't you just watch what's happening on the inside, but don't have a conversation with it? Don't call it you. Never say again, I'm mad, I'm afraid, I'm this, and I'm that. Why? So that you can overcome your false gods, so that you can overcome that false life that is not real.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you stop doing that?
I guess I must like it.
You
because
love
I feel
it.
Like I love it. Because I
feel you like you can't wait to wake up and have your conversation with the devil. Good morning, devil. Yes. And the devil like, your day is gonna be this. Remember yesterday when that woman did that or that man said this? And you're like, oh yeah, let me get ready for him again.
Oh my goodness, that's exactly what happens. And I'm talking to myself.
You're not talking to yourself.
To the devil.
I promise you, you're communicating with evil.
I believe it.
It's that spirit that made a home in you that Paul talked about. The things I want to do, I can't. I want to do good, but I can't do good. I don't want to do bad, but I do bad. I had to realize it's not me, but something has made a home in me. That's what has happened to you and all of us on this earth that come through mama. And that's why we must be born again, so to return to the Father, so we can listen to the spirit of the Father rather than the voices of evil.
Yeah.
So why don't you stop calling evil you and stop talking to it and just watch? And then watching it, the spirit of the Father will save you from it. He will take those demons away from you because they have no power. They have no authority. They pretend to have it. All the authority has been given to you, but you won't take that authority. You'd rather be weak, be one with evil. Mm-hmm. Why don't you stop it?
It just leaves me so drained and,
of course,
you know, and it doesn't resolve anything. It's the stuff still happens in the office.
Because you are creating it. You are creating your own world when you communicate with the devil. You are creating everything that's happened in the office to you is because you have created it.
Yeah.
If you stop communicating with the devil, I promise you, nothing else on earth will ever happen to you again. Nothing but good will happen to you.
Hey. I work on it. I'm at work now, so it's just how ironic. But I'm going to work on that.
And here,
sometimes I'm good at it. Sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I can go through the day and I don't get that way. I don't feel anxious. And then sometimes I do. And I just sometimes,
the only
reason I don't want to be mad.
Well, the only reason you get mad or you react because you believe a thought. That's the only reason. No other reason.
Yeah.
You believe the thought. And with the thought come the feelings. You feel the feelings in your body. The pain of anger, the pain of feel good, or the pain of feel this. And you don't realize you have believed a thought. You do feel the pain in your body, but you're not your body, so it's not happening to you. It's in the body.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just pay attention to the thoughts and just watch them and do nothing, eventually they'll be gone. And no more thinking. Okay. You want to live a life of not thinking. And you just want to live. But you can't do it until you stop believing and worshiping Satan and his little demons and calling them you. You give them life when you call them you. And no one in the office or at work or anywhere is responsible for the way you feel. That is happening on the inside of you because you believe in the lie of the imagination, of the thoughts.
Yeah.
Your thoughts are not God's thoughts. They're so far away from him, I can't even explain that to you. Those thoughts are not yours, and they're not God. And there's no one in the offices to blame. It's your world, and you're responding to the hell in you, and you're blaming them for the way you feel. Nobody's.
That's true. It's just like simple things, like maintenance things in the office. Like I have the fire alarm chirping over my desk. The bathrooms are never clean. There's never any soap in the bathroom. It's still no reason. A lot of stuff.
It's still no reason to be angry. There's not one thing on this earth that can happen to you that requires you to be angry. You got to cut out being angry and stop arguing. Don't argue with anyone. And you got to work on you, Lynn, if you want to be free. You got to continue doing this. Stop calling these spirits you. See them, but don't call them you. Don't do anything about it. Just watch. And don't argue with anyone. Speak up and don't argue. And you're going to be free if you stay with it, all right?
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let me go back to the chirping, beeping over my desk that they never see.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Have a good day. Keep me updated.
I will. Thank you. All have right. a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Back in a moment. Two more hours to go. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
Their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell. The moon race is wrapping up in 2025. We're going back to the back, quote unquote, to the moon. Exciting. Many companies and countries are vying in this new moon race. Get pumped, according to Commie Nonsense. And Jack Smith's fake findings released by the corrupt, unchristian, I call him corrupt, attorney, so-called attorney general, Merrick Garland. What a mess. And L.A. wildfires, wind picking up again, destruction, and more fire. And 17.2 million egg-laying hens died amid this bird flu, avian influenza mess. It's a hen holodomor, or however you say that word, holodomor. This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Country and Western Tuesday, January 14th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in at 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773 to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. But first, I mean, during Hake News, Not Fake News, so you can call in right now. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports the past few years have marked the advent of a new lunar space race with a fleet of robotic spacecraft from various companies and countries trying and mostly failing to reach the moon and carry out their missions. But 2025 may offer a second chance for those who crashed and burned, as well as introduce some new players to the field. So exciting. Get pumped. Attorney General Merrick Garland, outgoing Attorney General, he's not going to be in there for long, has publicly released special counsel Jack Smith's report on his investigation into our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, and efforts to overturn the 2020 election, detailing the president-elect's criminal efforts, quote-unquote, to retain power, and projecting confidence in the investigation. The more than 130-page report, the more you write, the less you look like you know what you're talking about, by the way, which was submitted to the Congress and released early Tuesday, yesterday. No, Tuesday. Oh, today. After a court hold blocking its release expired at midnight, spells out extensive, if already largely known, detail how Trump tried to overturn the 2020 election shenanigans. Jack Smith's team states in no uncertain terms that they believe Trump criminally attempted to subvert the will of the people and overturn the election results. Quote, as set forth in the original and superseding indictments, when it became clear that Mr. Trump had lost the election and that lawful means of challenging the election results had failed, he resorted to a series of criminal efforts to retain power, unquote. That's what the report states. Trump, for his part, slammed the report as fake findings, quote, and that's a quote, in overnight social media posts. Follow Real Donald Trump on Truth Social and on X. He sometimes posts on X, formerly known as tweeting. And LA wildfires, firefighters facing challenging conditions in their battle against the Los Angeles wildfires with powerful winds forecast over the next 24 hours that could cause extreme fire behavior in the existing blazes or turn any new spark into an inferno. A new blaze, the Otto Fire, broke out late Monday, yesterday, in Ventura County, part of an area under the highest fire threat as winds pick up, prompting a swift response from local fire departments that managed to halt the fire's forward progress. Meanwhile, the Eaton and Palisades fires are likely to be the second and fourth most destructive fires in California history. Thanks a lot, California so-called leadership. Total area burned by the Palisades, Eaton, and Hearst fires, I forget where Hearst is about 60 square miles, an area larger than Paris. And as I said, 17.2 million egg-laying hens died in November and December alone, just in 2 months, due to the highly contagious avian influenza. Bird flu wreaked havoc on the egg market. Eggs are expensive. Fewer egg-laying hens means fewer eggs, empty store shelves, and higher prices. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting my back and my family. What the? That time went by so fast. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already, Country and Western Tuesday. You can get involved by calling 888-777-Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, are you a problem to yourself? Are you a problem to yourself? Is you a problem to yourself? Is you? Is you? What an amazing question. You can listen to the show if you're busy running around. You can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, we're going to get to your super chats. You can To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. What the? It's Tuesday. And all around the world, it is country and Western Tuesday.
All my thoughts, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. I can listen to that song all day long. I love that song. And it's so true. An amazing song. Listen, folks, at some point, you need to grow up and decide, I'm going to take control of my own life. I'm going to stop being controlled by the world. I'm going to stop living in fear. I'm going to overcome fear. I'm going to forgive and live in my own world, from my world, which is not my world, but the world within, the Father. You can be free right here on earth because this is hell on earth. Look around you. Look at your family. Look at your friends. Look at your coworkers. Look at you. Hell on earth. But it's inside of you. Don't you want heaven? And I understand. You black. I understand. Most people, most human beings, only a handful will walk away from hell, but most people absolutely love their hell. I want you to notice, because you can prove me wrong. I want you to notice the thrill that human beings get from hating one another, from being angry and judging and reacting, from feeling angry and feeling good and feeling this. Watch the thrills, and you'll be looking at hell. Most human beings love their thrill. They love their hell, and they don't want you to tell them the way out. They're like, what? No. They love their hell, and they'll curse you out if you try to tell them the way out. Leave people in their hell. Stop right now. Stop trying to help anyone. You can't help nobody. You have nothing to give. You remember when Christ said something about, I don't have nothing to give you, something like, but what I have, I give it to you. He didn't have anything, but he had this way out, and he gave that to those who wanted it. Something like that, right? The Bible thumpers know what I'm talking about. You can't help. You can't even help your own children. Once they become adults, young adults, ain't nothing you can do for them. Your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your husband, your wife, your friend. There's nothing you have. Not only is there nothing you can do for them, you have no obligation to help them. Zero obligation. That's been a false thing been put upon you from mama, the spirit of the mama telling you the obligation you have to help others. You don't have an obligation to help others. If you had an obligation to help others, you'd be able to help others. Obligation is false. You cannot help anyone but yourself. Your only obligation is to self. And once you help you, then you'll be able to point the way to those that want it. Only those that want it, and they will want it, and you will see that they want it, and they'll ask. Ask! And then you'll be able to point them the right way, and knowing that you can't help them. Think about this. You have no obligation to help anyone. And this false obligation to help your mama is a false obligation. You cannot help mama. That's why every time you try to help mama, she destroys you. And then she have you pushing her around in a wheelchair while she's all bent over. And then you're hating mama in the wheelchair. You want to throw her from the bridge. You want to throw her from... And look at mama. Ah! But, oh, you got to help mama because I'm supposed to help mama. No, you're not. Mama is responsible for mama. And it's not your fault that mama did not build a life for herself while growing up. And don't let her make you feel that way. That's control and is evil. You have no obligation to anyone except your little children if you have some. And stop letting people tell you how to live. Stop following the people rule. They're wrong. They don't work. They never will work, and they have not worked, and you'll never be able to live up to them because they're false. Why not try to live up, not try to live up to anything? What would happen if you gave up? Tony is out of California. Tony, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Tony. Happy New Year to you.
All right. I see you went back to your original stuff. That's a good thing, sir. I appreciate that.
What do you mean by that?
I see you allow, you know, you stop using all that dye in your beard. You know, you went back to your original form.
You
know,
so you've been really checking me out. That's amazing.
Well, I mean, just keep it real, Jesse. You tell everybody else keep it real, but you
are you on a speaker, Tony?
No, wow, I got the phone to my ear.
Okay. That's all better, Jay. Hold on a minute, Tony. You...
Okay. Say what now?
So that's better. What were you what did you do just now?
I was walking around. I sat down.
Oh, I see. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was calling about them fires here in California.
Yes.
And you know that most of them were probably set by white folks. The white folks do this set fires.
So what now?
You know, yeah, because, you know...
What did you say?
When the black... I said, you know, most of the fires was probably set by white folks.
Oh, you saw white people setting the fire?
I said they probably were set by white folks. They were white folks, too.
Have you seen any evidence that white people set the fire?
I seen evidence of white folks taking 5-gallon... containers of gasoline and throwing it into the fire. Yeah.
Have you seen any evidence of white people setting the fire?
Not setting it, but help promoting it, yes.
Have you seen any evidence of white people setting the fire?
Well, they caught one white guy, yes.
Have you seen any evidence of white people setting the
fire?
Yes. And where did... So why did you say white people probably setting the fire?
Well, I mean, because it was set in 5 or 6 different places, that's why.
But where did you get the idea that white people probably set the fire?
Well, it was on video set the fire, Jesse.
Where
on
you? Video. What video you saw white people setting the fire?
On TikTok. You want me to send it to your producer?
Yeah, because you're lying.
So, wait a minute. I just
that's
you
why
I
you said
to
that.
Lying.
That's why you. That's why you said that. That's why you said that white people probably set the fire because you're making up stuff.
On most of them. Because, like I said, it was set in 5 or 6 different places, but we do have video on one that the white dude took a whole 5-gallon container of gasoline and started the fire. Yes.
What now?
Excuse me?
What'd you say?
We do have a video of one white guy with a 5-gallon container of gasoline setting a fire, yes.
And so you saw one white man setting a fire, right?
Yes.
And from that, you concluded that white people are setting a fire, right?
Statistically, through the government and, on people that's doing arson is white folks.
And from this one white man that you allegedly saw with a setting a fire, you assume that white people are probably setting the fire, right?
Through the statistics, yes.
I'm asking you a question. You said that you saw one white person setting a fire, and from that you assume that white people are probably setting the fire, right?
Yes, sir. You hard of hearing this morning. I said yes.
And that may sense to you, huh?
Statistically, yes. Through the government, Federal Bureau of Statistics are arson. White folks are leading the way.
And where are you getting that from?
From the federal government.
What federal government?
Look it up, Jesse. Google. You know how to Google.
No,
you
I don't.
Look up everything else. Go and ask Jesse Waters who leads the way in crime in America and watch it say white folks.
Tony, what does it feel like making up stuff in your head right now?
I'm not making up nothing in my head.
You are making it up. You said that white people are probably setting the fire. Isn't that like a made up thing in your head?
No, Jesse. When I can send you the video, Tony, when you can read it for yourself, that white folks need
Tony,
is awesome.
Tony, you said that white people probably setting the fire. It's probably made up in your head.
No, probably.
Where is probably?
Different locations.
Where is probably, Tony?
We have proof that one white man took a 5-gallon bucket.
And so is one white. If one white person, white people, or is that one person?
Jesse, why don't you get with the program and stop trying to defend these white people?
No, I'm asking you, is one white people, white
Jesse,
person, is that white people or one white person?
We have one white person on tape.
And so how did you say that? Why did you say that white people?
Of the location of these fires where white folks be at, that's who's setting the fires, bro.
Amazing. I want you to send me the video of the white person that you saw set the fire, right? A fire.
Okay, I can send that to you. No
send
problem.
Send it to producer
no
at...
Send it to play it.
Send it to producer at JesseLeePeterson.com.
So you can show me
the white people who probably.
Can I ask you a question, Jesse?
Calm down. Let's get this probably fire thing straightened out first.
No, we always been through that, Jesse.
888-775-3773. I had to let him go. Let me go to John, a first-time caller out of Florida. John, welcome to the show. You're on the air. I mean Jordan. Not John, but Jordan.
Hey, man. How's it going?
All is well, Jordan. Thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem, man. Thank you for allowing me. I appreciate it. I have a lot of biblical knowledge and understanding. I have Tourette's syndrome. And I understand that Tourette's is very biblical, and our history goes back to the Inquisition of the Catholic Church in 1486. Like, before Abraham was, which was 1776, I Am was established in 1486. Now, my name, Jordan Gooden, means descending son of God.
Don't mention your last name, Jordan.
Oh, my bad. All right. Sorry. My 32nd birthday was on the Great American Eclipse of August 21st. And that was the Heavenly Peace Covenant. Now, before that, in late April, I had a dream. And I was in the clouds. It was very bright, the brightest gold and silverish ever seen. And then a man walked towards me. He was wearing a white robe. He was tan. He had hair down to his shoulders, like a slight wave. He had a beard, a full manchu, and in his right hand, he was holding a golden staff. And we had a conversation, but I couldn't remember what it was. And I know why I couldn't remember what it was. It was because it was my birthday, the August 21st, the sun being
Jordan, I don't know what you're talking about.
The eclipse.
But let me ask. Let me ask you this. Tourette, for those who don't know, is that when you say things, you yell out stuff that you don't mean to say?
Yeah, but not everybody has the copularia and stuff. And I grew out a lot of my tics. I mean, I still have tics, and I have a head jerking tic.
Right.
I have severe cervical spinal stenosis and stage 3 peripheral neuropathy.
And how were you able to grow out of some of it?
I have no idea, man. I really don't.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, when I was 15, I witnessed my father's suicide. So I saw some things I wish I never did or was around or anything.
How did that affect you to see that?
It affected me forever, for the longest time. I think until I had about the time I had the dream of Jesus, and then that being my birthday, and then that started my spiritual awakening.
Did you drop the anger, the shock that you have? Have you overcome that from seeing that?
I'm not an angry person, really. I mean, a lot of people like my vibes. I'm high frequency. I'm positive. I'm optimistic. I'm actually in the middle of a sports drink.
Did you drop the anger and the shock from seeing your father commit suicide?
Yes.
So you know,
I have no anger towards it or anything.
Do you have any anger at all?
Nope. I actually forgive him. I really do.
Nice. So you never get angry?
I have my moments. There are moments, but, you know, I've learned through myself and God because, you know, I'm so very misunderstood, you know, because of the stigma that comes with Tourette's.
Right.
So I only had myself when it comes down to it, you know.
Do get angry at times?
At times, yes.
So why not drop your anger so that you never get angry again?
Trust me, man. I'm working on it.
And when you say you're working on it, how are you working on dropping your anger?
By putting my mind into better things. Like I'm reaching out to the Pentagon. I'm reaching out to other people, Gatorade.
But that's not gonna help you drop your anger. You got to forgive in order to drop the anger. Reaching out is not gonna solve the anger at all.
No, not at all. It's shocking. Like, I don't have that much anger. I'm not like most people. Most people are angry all the time.
But anger, whether you express it all the time or not, is still the same amount.
It's more like frustration, not anger. I don't get really mad or anything.
But anger is frustration.
What's that?
Anger is frustration.
Right. I agree. It's the beginning stages of it, that's for sure.
No, anger is frustrating. If you drop the anger, you can never get frustrated.
Right.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, I read the Bible a lot. Like I said, I understand.
Are you doing my silent prayer?
Oh yeah, I pray silently.
Are you familiar with my silent prayer?
What's that?
Are you familiar with my silent prayer?
No, I'm not. Really.
I wanted to go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer and continue to do the other little prayer you're doing. And then when you're finished with that, do the silent prayer.
Yes, sir. Most definitely.
And
here's a scripture that I wanted to mention out of the Bible. I was talking with one of the dudes, and it's John chapter 1, verse 13. It says, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So to be born of God, like Tourette's syndrome, is 50% genetic different. People with Tourette's have different genetics. We have 50% different genetics.
You believe that God gave you Tourette? Oh,
I do. Because before Jordan was born,
God would never give you Tourette.
Everything that God does, he does, is perfect. It's not imperfect. Right. That is not from God.
Oh, I truly believe it's from God.
But it's not.
You can either be it for the good side or the bad side of it. Like, there's a lot of people in Hollywood that have Tourette's.
But it doesn't matter. There's a lot of people with a lot of issues, but they are not from God. Everything that he does is perfect.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So then Tourette is not perfect.
What's that?
Tourette is not perfect. That's not from God. There are other. I don't know what causes exactly, but I do know that it's not from God.
But another reason why is because white children are more affected by Tourette's than any other race, and that's why racism is brought up in the Bible. Because I know where Tourette's comes from. It comes from incest. It's mentioned in Genesis. Mm. Lot's daughter slept with their dad.
Jordan, because of time, I got to run. Call me again.
All right, I'll definitely do. I appreciate it, Jesse. Much love, man.
You too, buddy. I don't quite understand all that. What the? Super chat. Super chat. Thank you, Jordan.
Morning. Tony bought a coffee saying, rode down the river today. Didn't say much because I didn't have much to say. Rode down the river today because it was a river day. Winter, country and western Tuesday.
Amazing. Thank you.
Christine from Cali says, hi, Jesse. What are your thoughts on sarcasm? It means to bite or tear flesh. Means to speak bitterly or sneer. It can help you get your point across, but it involves contempt. Is it okay to use it?
No.
Or is it best to just speak plainly and directly?
It's best to be plain and correct. You don't want to, if you're overcoming evil, you don't want to put out evil. You want to overcome it. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. Danny and Moore bought our coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, I think you should check James' house for arson paraphernalia. He spent a lot of time out in the woods. Over Christmas. Emoji. I am white. And according to Tony, we probably did it.
I know. How come they're going to call it white people probably did it? It looked like he believed his probability.
Indeed.
There is several people are getting what seemed to be a cold, been sick. And I hear it a lot from different people. And I'm wondering, and nobody seems to know what it is. So I'm thinking it must be the illegal aliens disease.
Could well be.
Because it seems to be affecting a lot of people right now. So be careful, because illegal aliens are bringing in all kinds of diseases.
And they work on farms, too.
Right.
And they might have given their disease to the birds. Because did you hear that 17.2 million egg-laying hens died in November, December 2024?
No.
Because of the bird flu, they say.
How many?
17.2 million.
Wow.
That's why part of why egg prices are more expensive, they say.
They're already expensive enough.
And less abundant.
But a lot of just several diseases, not a lot, but several diseases are coming back that we have gotten rid of in America. And so you got these people coming in from all around the world, and they're just walking in. They're not being checked for anything. Ain't no telling what they're bringing in. So I think that the illegal alien disease is out and about again. So be careful out there, folks. Amazing. Thank you. And so from what I'm hearing, it's like a lung disease, or it feels like a cold. And apparently the people have chest pains. They're coughing a lot. So be careful out there, all right? Amazing.
And Nick is part illegal. Shout out.
This is true by way of my mom.
Okay. Thank you.
Danny with another coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, I was thinking about the story of your grandma moving your grandpa's gun and him getting killed. Bloody women. Sorry, English kids. Face palm and laughing face with sweat.
I know. What a mess. My grandpa was killed because she removed the gun from the bed.
Terrible.
Let me take a quick break. Thank you. We'll finish this and your phone calls when I come back. Back in a moment.
I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest.
not the greatest black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, folks, welcome back. Quick reminder, for personal shout-outs, I will do them for you. Birthday shout-outs, wedding, congratulations, anniversaries, whatever it might be. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right? And, don't forget to donate to my nonprofit, Bond. We need your support. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-BOND. Or you can mail it to, make it out, to, you check a money on out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send it P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035, LA, California. All right, I do appreciate it. And thank you in advance. We got a lot of work to do. James, can we just finish those super chats and go back to the phones?
Sure.
Super chats.
Over on, let's see. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Tony bought another coffee. Eventually, smart cities will become dumb in the future. Smartphones are in people's hands all day.
Yeah.
And most have gotten dumber.
That's a good point. Amazing. I forgot to mention the women's forum this Thursday night, ladies. Get ready for that. 7 p.m. Pacific time. You're right, Tony. The phone, everybody, they just walk around the phone. They don't, I mean, it hardly, you hardly see someone walking around or sitting around with no phone. It's crazy. But I understand it's insane. Talking about keeping you unconscious, that's one device that is really doing that. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Shatterley gifted a couple of subscriptions to Amba Lamps and Screw the CCP. Thank you.
Thank
Shout
you,
out
Pastor.
To the Rumble supporters.
Amazing.
Fazul bought 3 coffees from South Florida. Jesse, just wanted to wish you a happy new year and continued good health and success. As always, Father bless Jesse and crew.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
California Taco says, Punchy TV, Le Derek had great points. If Jesus can go through hell, why can't one just let go of the ego?
Check out Punchy.tv. Punchy TV. It's amazing. Thank you.
Indeed. And also on Buy Me a Coffee, it's midnight. Your Uber driver says, good morning, Bond Squad.
Good morning.
Suggestion, displaying super chats on the screen as they come in.
Thank you.
Thank you for the suggestion.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
Pastor Chatelet says, with a rumble rant, dear Hank, there are a lot of red castles in the chat, and it is amazing. Can you hook us up with some Pepe and JLP subscriber-only emojis? You can do it, boomer friend. T.Y., thank you.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, man. I shall put that on my list. Someone bought a coffee. Hello, team. The way your mayor and governor are grinning is like they got paid. It looked like they're saying, suckas.
Follow the money, that's for sure. What a mess.
John Monshine bought five coffees. Gavin Newsom versus that news anchor is like the battle of the handsome.
Amazing. Thank you.
There is one with a diamond and no message.
Amazing.
Vladimir, who can only watch live on punchy.tv/JLP.
Amazing.
Says, also, I have found very useful the JLP Live app on iPhone. It works in Russia as well. But the listen lines are not free on Skype, though, although the call-in line, the 888 number and the 800 bond number are free on Skype. Punchy TV is the best streaming service on this side of heaven.
Amazing. Check it out. P-U-N-C-H-I-E, punchy.tv. Thank you.
Indeed.
Yep.
Pastor Chatelet with another rumble rant says, hey, lady, you need a battery in that ceiling bird. She said it was her work.
Yeah, she said she was at work. Lynn. Hey, Lynn. Shout out, Lynn. Okay.
And thank you, guys. I do believe. Oh, no. No more thoughts. Bought a coffee. Jesse, how to stop wanting more things? I'm not wealthy, but I'm lucky enough never to have starved or had trouble paying rent. But I notice myself wanting more stuff and judging people who can afford things I'll probably never have. Any advice?
Stay away from thoughts. Stay away from the thought. Judgment of any kind will disappear. It really will. And don't be jealous. Don't want what anyone else has. Be you, be you. And your life will be amazing. But stay away from the thoughts.
Jitsu James bought a coffee saying, hello, team. Oh, no. Saying, Jesse, it's the definition of love means the absence of anger, or is it the ability of non-angry reaction to evil of people or the world?
The total absence of anger. In anger, there's no judgment, no nothing, and there's nothing but perfect love when anger is gone. So the absence of anger is perfect love. Amazing. Thank you.
Also on Buy Me a Coffee, Lori says, good morning. My answer to the biblical question?
Are you a problem to yourself?
Yes, I'm a problem to myself. When I listen to thoughts, when I get out of my head and back to reality, I see I'm just fine and the devil was simply tricking me.
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday.
Chris says, Jesse, my son is 9 and I've never discussed God with him. What would be the best way to do this? I'm still figuring things out myself and want him to have the correct guidance.
Wait until he asks about it. Then you tell him. You just be an example. You live it. Be it. And when he asks, then you'll be able to help him. Oh, amazing. I wish you well.
Jermaine, hi, Uncle Jesse and the team. This silent prayer I'm doing for 2 months now. Is it normal to see a bright light? Also, I feel an energy touch me on my right arm. But after that, the thoughts get more excessive. Is that normal?
Just watch what happened. Don't worry. Watch it. And yes, you might see bright lights. You might not. You may see total darkness. You might not. Whatever's happened, you be the watcher. And don't let Satan say, oh, Lord, what's happening? What is this? Don't communicate with the devil, with the spirit of evil. All right? Just watch. Amazing.
Kayla bought a coffee. Grandpa, please tell me about the good old days. Thank you, Bond, and have a fine Tuesday.
You too. Thank you, and thanks for your support. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Amazing. Thank you.
Chris, Tony, that white man didn't start that fire. He threw out the gas can because he was getting ready to drive through a fire. SMH, eye roll, face palm.
I knew Tony was wrong about that. When he said, probably. How you going to call up and say the white people probably start the fire? That doesn't even make, how does a grown person speak that way? What a mess. Thank you.
Ignorantly. Typical.
I knew he didn't have any video of some white man starting a fire, too.
I know. Bronconis says with a ninjagini, we have to always love everyone, forgive them, and be patient with them. As Jesus lovingly does for us.
70 times 7, you got to forgive if you want to be free. You ain't going to be free no other way. You can intellectually fake it, but you're still not free. Either you're forgiven or you're not. Amazing. Thank you.
Mama said there'd be days like this, there'll like my mama said. My mama said.
Mama said.
Says Kid Combo 1 with a diamond.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Let me go to Adam out of the Netherlands. Adam, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling.
Yo, what's going on, Jesse? How are you?
All is well, Adam. So let me ask. May I ask you a question before you get to yours?
Of course.
So is it true that the Netherlands is known as Holland?
No, not really. Holland is a specific place within the Netherlands.
Oh, okay. And do you speak, what do they speak?
Dutch.
You speak Dutch?
Dutch. Yes.
And is it true that you guys, that they founded South Africa? There were no black people there. It was founded by the people, the Dutch people?
Yes. Yeah. So, like, if you go to South Africa, the other day, I spoke with a person from South Africa, and we were able to understand each other quite well. The language is very similar there now, yeah.
And so,
because the Dutch basically made it.
And why do black people in America think that black people founded Africa, South Africa?
I have honestly no idea. I've never looked into that. Maybe they want to claim something to them because they have failed so much.
They have what?
Failed so much.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Poor black, they can't find nothing they did. They also want to act like they built the pyramid. The pyramid things. But anyway, that's interesting that it's not widely known by a lot of people that South Africa was founded by the Dutch people.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, if you go there and you hear how they speak, it's like very similar to Dutch, basically. It just sounds like a little different, but we can literally understand each other.
Interesting, man. Go ahead. You call for some other reason. Go ahead.
Yeah. So there's this one podcast. You know, can you remember Tom Segura?
Oh, yeah. Mama's House. Your Mama Place. Or your Mama House or something like that.
Yeah. There was this one podcast of him where you came on. This last week, I watched the same podcast like 5 times. It was so funny. And the reason that I find it so funny is because this wife of him was hating you so much and you stayed calm the entire time. I found that so funny. So I was wondering, did you notice how angry she was at you?
I didn't notice. I noticed I can see some changes in her body and in her face. As we were having the conversations, but I didn't notice a lot of anger. I thought I had a lot of fun on that show, but I didn't notice that. No, I didn't.
Yeah, I mean that's why it was so funny, because you stayed calm and like you made her even more angry by not like going into her trying to troll you or trying to make you angry, and that made her even more angry. And like if you just go to that video and you look into the comp, everyone noticed that. Like everyone noticed how she tried to upset you by trying to ask triggering questions or make triggering statements, but you didn't get into it. You didn't even like give her a chance to.
Amazing. If I remember correct, I think that she seems to agree with me more than a husband.
She was like trying to troll you. She was like saying constantly, "Oh, yeah, totally, totally." She was like being sarcastic, but you made her upset by not noticing it. That was the funny part.
And how about with the when we talked about the mother? She seemed to have agree with me about the mother's situation. If I remember correctly.
I mean, it also kind of seemed like she was trying to be sarcastic and stuff like that.
Amazing.
She was like, "Why am I not a lesbian?" and stuff like that. Can you remember that?
I can't, but I'm sure. It was fun. I really enjoyed them. But the one point that you make is that's why we must overcome anger, because evil people and I don't know her situation, but evil people will try to get you angry. And once a person can make you angry, or if they can make you feel good, they have control over you. And human beings, because they're evil, they love controlling others.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, there's also in Romans 8, verse 7, it says, "For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law." Yeah. Indeed, it cannot.
Amazing. That's amazing. I was told that Tom, old house that he sold, was reportedly burned down. Did you hear about that?
Oh, wow. That's pretty messed up.
Yeah. As well as Mel Gibson's home was burned down as well.
Oh, I don't know that one guy.
Yeah. What a mess. Are you a first-time caller, Adam?
No, no, no. This is my second time.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate your call, man. And I'm going to have to check out. I'm going to have to look at that show again to kind of see what you saw about it. I appreciate that.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you. Call me again.
Yeah, man. May the Lord bless you.
You too. Thank you. Amazing. 888-775-3773. That's amazing that Mel Gibson Hall, along with Tom Oldham, were burned out. A lot of people were affected by those fires.
Yeah, it's crazy.
A lot of entertainment people and rich people, whatever you want to call them. Amazing, huh?
Yeah. Out of control.
Yeah. Well, I wonder how many of those people voted for the Democratic. I wonder. Let me go quickly to Adam. Not Adam, but Andrew, first time call out of New York. Andrew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, what's going on, man? How you doing?
All is well, Andrew.
Jesse, I want to ask you, man, how can we stop these people to focus from focusing on color? I was on hold listening to when the guy said the white people are burning down California. How can we wake these people up, Jesse?
You can't. You just have to leave them in their misery. You have to leave them in their hell and just work on yourself. There's nothing you can do about it. You are brainwashed.
Man. Yeah, Jesse, I just want to wish you a very happy New Year, brother.
I really
get a kick out of you with everything you do, man. You are a mastermind. Well, God bless you, bro.
Thank you, man, and happy New Year to you. I wish you well this year.
All right, take care,
bro. All right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to, there's a line open, by the way. Let me go to Ryan out of New Orleans. Ryan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's up, Jeff? How you doing?
All is well, Ryan.
All right. How you consider being in a fallen state? How we get out of this fallen state?
I'm sorry?
How do we get out this fallen state that we're in?
Oh, how do you get off the fallen state?
Yeah.
You get off it by realizing that you're angry, meaning that you're evil. And when you can admit to yourself that you're evil, it's the beginning of overcoming the fallen state, because then God can come in and help you from the darkness when you can admit that you're wrong. And anyone that angry has hatred. Anyone that has hatred play God. They think they know what they want. They think they know what they can do. They can everything. But we know nothing.
And what is evil by knowing what's going on? Maybe.
I'm sorry?
I say you define evil as knowing as what's going on around us. That's evil?
No. Evil, an evil heart in a man or a woman is a person that is playing God. We think we know what we want. We think we can do. We think we make decisions. We think we're in control of our own life. We judge ourselves and others. We play God when we have anger.
Isn't that what you're doing right now?
It's what?
Isn't that what you're doing right now by playing God and judging other people?
I'm not, and I'm not judging, but how do you think I'm judging others?
because you think we're playing God and you pass along your advice, make you want to play God, and you're giving people advice like, you got to get away from your mother. You don't know anybody's mother. You don't know anybody's family.
So you think that,
so how you figure that?
You think that I'm playing God by telling people they got to forgive and return to God?
Yeah, and all the stuff, all the stuff that you say about returning to the order of God.
How am I playing God by telling people where they can find the help? I'm not trying to help them myself. I'm pointing them to the source who can help them, because I know there's nothing I can do for them.
Okay, so why do you speak on it, though, if you know you can't?
I'm pointing them to the source that can help them.
I think half the nation already know the source.
What?
I think half the nation already know the source.
Know the source?
Yeah, they know the source already.
What do you mean by that?
You know, they know the source. They know who to turn to for help.
But then why don't they do it?
They do it. It's just people like you.
If they do it, why do they still have...
I think this is where I'm at right now.
Hold that thought. I'll let you say it, but if they do it, why are they still miserable? Why are they still angry?
That's in your thoughts. Ain't nobody angry.
You're not angry?
No.
You have no anger?
No, last time I checked.
You never get angry?
No.
And how were you able to overcome your anger?
I never get angry. I may get disappointed, but I never get angry.
Anger is disappointment. Why would you get disappointed if you have no anger?
Because of the situations that we deal with every day.
There's not one situation in life that you need to be disappointed about.
That's bull crap. That's bull crap. There's not situations out there.
Why are you saying?
They got situations out here.
No, there's not one situation in life that you should be disappointed about.
Okay, so we don't have no disagreements in life, right?
Right.
Okay.
Do we have disagreement? We can disagree, but we don't need to be disappointed.
And why not? That's a part of life.
No, it's not. That's a part of death.
It is.
That's a part of death, man.
What's a part of... Wait. If that's a part of death, I'll be dead by now.
And you are dead. You just don't know it.
I am not dead. You are dead.
No, you dead.
You dead too. Come on, Jeff.
Amazing. I got to take a break, Ryan. Call me again. I appreciate you.
All right,
buddy. I got to take a break, folks. One more hour to go. 888-775-3773. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. The hate news, not the fake news coming up. The hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. We'll be right back.
Gaza. Oh, pardon me. Gaza ceasefire hopes about 64 living hostages yet out of 90 something that they still have, but many of them are dead. Ukraine missiles and drones hit Russia. Crazy. And the evil DOJ chastised Biden for pardoning Hunter. Excuse me, that's his right. It's his privilege. It's his power. Our second greatest president, Crooked Joe Biden. And Carrie Underwood's going to sing America the Beautiful at Trump inauguration 2025. Village people are going to be there. You know, those hippies. Are they Christian? I don't know. And, of course, Lee Greenwood, shout out. Rachel Maddow returning, did you know that she had stopped, to five nights a week on MSDNC for Trump's first 100 days. She's swooping in to help with the ratings, I guess. That lesbo is somewhat entertaining, I guess. Shout out. This is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, January 14th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Fake News on Fake News to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. All right. And he will get to your calls. Over in Gaza, Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports hopes are rising for a Gaza ceasefire and hostages release deal as talks to finalize any remaining issues are taking place in Doha today, wherever that is. Hamas is expected to release 33 Illuminati confirmed hostages during the first phase of the agreement, two Israeli officials said. The first positive sign in months that a truce in the Israel-Hamas war may be in sight. Officials have expressed cautious optimism that a deal could soon be announced to halt 15 months of fighting that has destabilized peace in the Middle East and devastated Gaza, allow for more aid into the besieged Palestinian enclave, and ensure the return of dozens of hostages held by Hamas since its attack on Israel October 7th, 2023, more than a year ago. Hamas and its allies still hold 94 of the 251 hostages taken from Israel, including at least 34 of whom are dead. So it's like 60 hostages remain who are maybe alive, we hope, I guess, according to the Israeli government. And Ukraine struck Russian regions with a major drone and missile strike overnight, damaging at least two factories and forcing schools to close in a major southern Russian city, according to Russian officials and media. The Shot Telegram channel said that Russia had downed more than 200 Ukrainian drones in a 5 U.S.-made ATACMS, I learned, ATACMS, all caps, ballistic missiles. Shout out to Anchorbaby. He taught me what that means. It's ATACMS. Alexander Bogomaz, governor of the Bryansk region in western Russia, said Ukraine had launched a major missile attack, but did not say which missiles had been used. In the Russian city of Engels, home to an air base where Russia's nuclear bombers are based. Saratov Governor Roman Busargin said an industrial enterprise had been damaged by a drone, but gave no more details. Russian Defense Ministry made no immediate comment about the attacks. Reuters, far-left extremist off the deep end, Reuters was unable to confirm the reports, at least not immediately. And Hunter Biden, the so-called Injustice Department, special counsel whose six-year case into Hunter Biden was short-circuited by the unconditional pardon by crooked President Joe Biden, granted to his son, criticized the outgoing president in his final report released Monday. Special counsel David Weiss, probably not a Christian, chastised Catholic Christian Joe Biden for making gratuitous and wrong accusations that his long-running investigation into Hunter Biden was unfair and tainted by politics. Oh, fair point. I guess you can defend yourself a little. When the president pardoned his son early December, he said that Hunter was selectively prosecuted, unfair, miscarriage of justice. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 3.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. There is one line open at 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. And my biblical question, a doozy. Mama Mia Deuce. And again, they are for people who want, men and women, people around the world who want to work on themselves. It's not for everybody. And that's fine. And I understand that everyone are not going to work on themselves, nor do they want to work on themselves. And this has been ever since human beings existed. So it's not nothing new. Only a few will find that straight and narrow path. Most people love their misery. They love their hell. So the biblical question for those who want to overcome their hell, their unhappiness, their suicidal thoughts, their loneliness, their false identities, are you a problem for yourself? It's the biblical question. Are you a problem for yourself? Is you, are you, a problem for yourself? Know thyself. You got to know yourself. You got to know yourself, not somebody else know you. You got to know yourself if you want to be free. It's up to you. Are you a problem for yourself? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jessieleepeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad, anywhere in the world, no matter what you're doing. You can podcast, and you still can be listening no matter what you're doing. Exercising, making sweet potato pies, working on a plantation, whatever. Or just plain old relaxing. By calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the last hour of the show on Tuesday. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Woof.
Amazing. Amazing. Some of you might be aware of this, and some might not. I just heard about this morning when I was meeting with my producer, Derek. And he was telling me about the protests over the weekend. There was a protest against Border Patrol arrest in Central Valley. That I had no idea. I had not seen that in the media. And probably because most of the media today, right now, is about the fire. So even if they showed it, it's all about the
awful fires that are happening. But according to ABC 30, after Border Patrol agents were spotted across the Central Valley and dozens of migrants were detained, several large protests are now beginning to pop up across the region. On Sunday, 100 gathered in northeast Fresno to show their solidarity for the undocumented community, meaning illegal alien community. Watch this from ABC.
Developing tonight, hundreds of people gathered near Blackstone and Neese in North Fresno today to protest the recent detainment of 78 undocumented migrants in Fresno and Kern counties. Action News reporter Vince Ibarra joins us live from that area where the 12-hour protest just wrapped up. Vince.
Well, Nick, it was a very long day for people out here. Organizers say they started gathering around 9 this morning, and protesters we spoke with say it was important for them to be out here to speak up and share their voice for people who didn't feel like they have a voice.
My dad got deported about like 3 or 4 times, and it was really hard the last time he got deported.
Vanessa Gonzalez is one of hundreds who were protesting on Sunday near Blackstone and Neese in North Fresno. Gonzalez's father died after he was deported to Mexico. She says she's heartbroken that her children won't be able to meet their grandfather. When her father was deported, it left her mother, Linda Tabarez, with little help raising her children.
They left me as a single mom with my 6 kids. I struggled, you know? I struggled to be with them, and I struggled to see them hurt, because all they'll say is, I want my dad.
Amazing. So, like, if they went back to Mexico with the whomever they feel this desire to be with, would they be struggling? If your father had not come here illegally, would he have to be deported? And would you be feeling bad? People give you this emotional crap in order to try to control you. Illegal, you're here illegally. You're here by choice. You can always go back, no matter how long you're here. So is this part of the Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass Trump proof? Isn't that amazing? Oh, my dad, my father, I got 6 children. Go back to Mexico with your children, lady. That's all you have to do. You don't need to feel bad. Go back home. Border Patrol say all those detained had criminal history, but lawmakers are contradicting that claim. Watch this.
Hundreds of protesters flocked to the area early Sunday morning, waving Mexican and American flags, as well as signs in support of immigration rights. This protest comes after 78 undocumented migrants were detained in Fresno and Kern County last week. According to the Border Patrol, all of those detained had criminal histories, but state leaders are contradicting that claim. In a press conference on Saturday, lawmakers say farm workers were also among those targeted.
Even though they don't have a voice, there's someone that does and will represent them.
As the sun set, protesters were still seen waving their flags, chanting, and even dancing near the busy North Fresno intersection. Action News reached out to the Fresno Police Department. They were unavailable for an on-camera interview, but did say they have officers monitoring the area to make sure people are exercising their constitutional rights safely.
This is an example of what we're like all across California and the United States. We're just sometimes in the shadows, but when it's time to fight back, it just, you know, it makes me really emotional that people are finally fighting back.
And what are you fighting against? When you say fighting back, are you fighting against going to jail? Or are you fighting against being here illegally? Or are you fighting because you want to stay here illegally? And the people don't want you here. That's why they voted for Trump. They want to clean up the mess. What are you fighting against, lady? And what are you proud of?
I want my country back, but my country's gone. California is spending $2.6 billion per year on health care for illegal aliens. Watch this. This is from Fox Business.
But the thing is, for sanctuary cities and states, they complained about the cost, but they continue to add services. I want to show you California. As of yesterday, California has added a health care benefit for migrants. They are now going to extend free health care to migrants between the ages of 26 and 49. That's going to cover 700,000 additional people and cost the state $2.6 billion each year. Now, that's added onto California's deficit, which is already $68 billion.
Amazing. And the women are proud. They're coming out the shadows. And Gavin Newsom and Carrie Bass want to Trump-proof California. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Now do you believe me when I say human nature is evil? There's no good in human beings. You're not going to find it. You can look until the cows come home. Human beings are evil. That's why we must be born again of good. And a quick reminder of what your government is allowing. This is just a small example of what your government is allowing from WPTV. And an undocumented man faced a Palm Beach County judge on Sunday morning in connection to a sexual assault of a teenager earlier this month. Watch this from WPTV.
Hey, make this go viral, y'all, because I'm on some real shit right now. Just think it. If y'all want the murder rate to go down, why y'all on this make a fucking state for straight?
My apologies. Here's the clip.
Documented man accused of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old is behind bars. This is Santo Martinez Varela facing a Palm Beach judge on Sunday morning. Detectives with Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office say he assaulted a 13-year-old girl back on January 2nd near Ocahele Park in West Palm Beach. He's being held without bond. Detectives say DNA technology led them to Martinez. PBSO says he entered the country illegally 2 years ago from Honduras.
They are coming from around the world, and the government want to Trump-proof. And this government is what you voted in. What a mess. And yet you turn around and you vote for the same people. California has been controlled by the Democrats for years now. And things are only getting worse. And they keep voting them in. And then with the fire, now that the fire is here, people looting and carrying on, they're scared. But you voted for the people that allowed this to happen. You get the kind of government that you vote for. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Michigan and talk to Josh out of Michigan. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Josh.
Hello.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, man, Happy New Year.
Hey, this child, Happy New Year to you, Jesse. Happy New Year, Jesse. I just called to wish you a Happy New Year, and I continue to support your message. I enjoyed it, and you're doing a good job. And I talked to Annie just for the New Year. Well, she's doing good.
Right on. Well, thank you, man, and Happy New Year. I wish you well this year. I hope this is one of the best years of your life.
Amen. Thank you, man. I'm looking forward to that. I'm so happy that I got a chance to come in contact with you basically through her. And it's just been amazing.
Amazing.
Listen to your show. Amazing. Yes, all the way back to Barber County.
That's right. Barber
yes,
County, Russell County, Alabama.
Alabama, sweet home Alabama, right down to Dixie.
That's right. Thank you, man. I appreciate your call, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, and continue good work. I'll continue to support you.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right.
Bye now.
Okay, take care, Jesse. All bye. Right.
Amazing. Nice. There's a line open, 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to William, a first-time caller out of California. William, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, William.
Hey, Jesse, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I've been listening to your show now, maybe about a little over a week, and forgive my parents everything. Not in person yet. They're going to be coming over this month, end of this month. But my question for you is, what's an example that I could use to stay present throughout my day?
Oh, okay, good question. Number one, you can practice like a simple ways when you're getting in your car, you're locking the door to your house, you're walking to your car. You could be aware of that. You're walking to the car, you're getting into the car, you're starting the motor up. Be aware of that. Those are simple ways first, right?
Okay.
Instead of walking to your car and get it in and starting it up and turning the radio on and not really being aware of yourself being there and doing it. You got to practice doing that. That's one way. And then another way is, you know how you feel fear sometimes?
Yeah.
On the inside, you feel afraid, maybe you're afraid of what might happen or whatever, right?
Yeah.
When you feel that fear, I want to encourage you to be aware that you're feeling fear. You're thinking about things that can bring fear. Just be aware of it. On the inside, just be aware of it, but do nothing about it. Just stay aware of it. Do nothing. Go about your day. Go to work. Do your job. And do nothing about what you're feeling on the inside. As long as I'm talking, not physical fear, but when you feel fear. Be aware of that, and then being aware is what takes it away from you, and you will never have to worry about it again. So practice walking through rooms, practice starting up your car, be aware, but also practice being aware of what's going on the inside of you. When you have all these different thoughts and feelings, be aware of that, and that's what it means to be present.
Okay, so like, let's say, instead of just hopping in my car, not even knowing where my keys are, just throwing them somewhere, but actually open my door, do what I'm doing at the moment, is what you're saying.
Right.
And not,
be aware,
not just let it happen.
That's right. Be aware of what you're doing.
I got you.
Because you can get in your car and not even be aware of starting up the car. Not even be aware of putting the key into the little ignition there, and your mind is somewhere else. Or you can be sitting in a meeting, and you're sitting in the meeting, but your mind is somewhere else.
Yeah.
So you got to be aware of sitting in a meeting instead of thinking about lunch or dinner or what you're going to do after the meeting. Practice being aware of being in the meeting or whatever. Those little things will cause you to become even more aware.
Okay, I got you. Doing the silent prayer has helped me a lot. I realize my thoughts are crazy. The thoughts inside my head are just ridiculous. I can't even get them to stop sometimes.
Yes.
It made me realize that's not me, because I'm watching them and I can't even stop them, you know?
That's a very good point, man.
Yeah.
And it's those thoughts that have caused you all of your life to never be you, to never have a real life. It caused you to do things that you wouldn't normally do, to think things that you wouldn't normally think, to feel things that you would not normally feel, and to make decisions that you would never make. It's been those thoughts. And you've been thinking all your life that it was you, but it never has been you at all.
Right. Yeah, it's it was a big realization for me these past 2 weeks, and listening to your church too. I really like your fellowship, because I went to church my whole life with my parents, and I always thought things were a little different. You know, I always wanted to have a personal relationship with God, but they would always say, "Oh, you can't. You just can't." Or the preacher's preaching and everybody's looking at the Bible, but they're not fellowshipping. And I really like your church that you guys really fellowship.
Well, feel free to come in. Are you in Los Angeles? What town are you in California?
I'm down here in San Diego, so it's 8:20 right now.
Well, okay. Well, feel free to come to the meeting. I want you to know if you want to know God and have a relationship with God, you want me to tell you how to do that?
Yes.
Stop thinking about him. Stop thinking about God, because thinking about God is only thinking about God. It doesn't mean that you have a relationship with God at all, and you can't think about God. When you stop thinking about him, you will know him. You will have a relationship with him.
Stop thinking about God.
Yeah.
in a way of stop wanting.
Stop thinking about him, period. Because thinking about God is just a thought by God. It's just thinking about God. If you notice, the Christians think about Christ. They think about God, but they don't know him at all. And so they have to make themselves believe that they believe in God. Believing in God is not knowing God. Thinking about God is not knowing God. As a matter of fact, thinking about him is intellectual, and it keeps you from knowing God.
That's interesting.
You got to stop thinking, period, if you want to be free. Only do practical thinking, meaning that you got to go to work, you got to think about how to do your work. But you don't live by that, because at the end of the day, when you're done with work, you're done with work for the rest of the day. But you want to live a no-thinking life. Don't think about tomorrow. Don't think about yesterday. Don't think about what you want. Don't think about what you need. Don't think, just live. Don't think about God. Don't think about Jesus. And you will just live your life, and it will be amazing. Most people are not living their own lives. They're living the life that they've been told how to live, what to want, what to think. They've been told, grow up, get married, start a family, buy a house, start this and do that. And they're not living their lives. They've been told to have this moral or that moral. This one is right, and that is right. That's wrong. And they're trying to live up to something that they've been told by their family, their parents, and the church, and everybody. And you can never live up to that. You're going to only be able to live your life when you stop trying to live up, when you stop trying to compete, when you stop worrying, and just live your life. You'll be fine.
I see the truth in that.
And it's God who is allowing you to see that, and it's the same Spirit that will guide your whole life for you. It'll just be mind-blowing. Let go and let that happen. You'll be fine.
All right.
And make sure when your parents come up, forgive them, and if they don't like it, fine. If they admit they're wrong, fine. But you forgive.
Yeah, I gotta do it for me.
Yeah.
I know my mom's going to be like, what I do, but it's not for her, you know, it's for me, because I know there are things that I did resent, and both of my parents, so I'm going to forgive them, and I'm going to do it for me.
Yes.
And
every human being on this earth, if they want peace in their life, if they want perfect peace, they got to forgive their mothers and return to the Father. They got to forgive their fathers as well.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you, William.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Bye now. 888-775-3773.
Joshua out of New York. Joshua, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thank you so much. How you doing?
All is well, Joshua.
Yeah, man. Listen, 2024 for me, you see the fires that's going on right now in California and
yes.
L.A.?
Yeah.
I had that internally.
Yeah.
But I don't mean it in a negative sense. I mean it in a positive sense. I burned down, you know, everything, ego, dealing with the ego within me, because I didn't realize I had so much trauma with my family, and I was so focused on how do I heal from the things that they did to me, and I spent years trying to come at peace with that, but I realized that I'm focusing too much on me and I, but there is no I, you know?
Yeah.
So I finally sat down with my parents and I told them, you know, that I forgive them. But most importantly, like how you teach, I asked them for forgiveness for me resenting them, because I realized that for years I was in a fallen state feeling, you know, disrespected. How could they have done that? And then I thought that because my ego was hurt, I could justify the anger I had towards them. And when really the things that they did to me, you know, quote unquote, that was them acting in a fallen state as well.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's just, you know, fallen individuals just getting high off of criticizing each other and holding grudges. And as soon as I found your teachings, you know, that was like, that's what really set the fire within me, because I say the fire because, you know, you can be free just in a second, like you say, but something has to burn from within, you know? And I say all of this because I found your Bond page first before I found this channel. And I'm glad I did, because I got to grasp the message first, you know?
Yeah.
But when I've listened to you on this channel, when I hear you speak about, you know, the government and Trump and Biden and you know, the blacks and the whites, I listen without judgment. You know what I mean? Those are your opinions.
Yeah.
And because I took the message, I'm not triggered by anything. You know what I mean? Like, I'm probably the only conservative in New York, to be honest. So I've heard many opposing opinions and whatever. It's all surface value. I take, you know, I find truth in everything. But I say that because when I hear you talk about these things, you know, whether you support Trump or whether you think, you know, the blacks are stuck in their misery, my question to you is, shouldn't we really be criticizing the devil within instead of the people?
What do you mean by that?
Like when we, because, you know, I agree with you. I don't think Biden was the best president ever. And you know, I do think people are stuck in their misery, but instead of saying, like, you know, oh, the blacks, or, oh, you voted these people in or whatever, shouldn't we really be criticizing the demons that are causing these people to act this way instead of, like, judging the people?
Well, and you know you're right, I mean? And we do point out that it's not them, but it's something else that's made a home in them. And like with the blacks, no, but move. They don't realize that it's not them. They don't know that it's because of the anger they have for their mothers, and that the mothers and grandmothers have turned them away from their fathers. But they've been told by the deceivers, their so-called leaders and others, that it's the white man, it's racism, it's that, when it's really coming from the spirit of evil in their hearts because they have not forgiven. Something else is driving them. And let me just say this before we go to a break. We should not ask anyone to forgive us. We should forgive, and then God will forgive us. Human beings don't forgive. We just have to admit that we are wrong for judging, for being angry. And when we admit that, then God will forgive us. Thank you, Josh. No, I got to take a break. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. because thank you, Josh. Amazing call. Back in a moment. Things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love for you. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. All right, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. I really want to encourage you. Do what you want, of course. Stay in your hell. Stay in your misery. Blame others. Feel like a victim. You're not a victim, but you can feel like one. Or you can be free. No matter what color you are, where you are, where you're from, how much money you have or don't have, what position in life you hold and don't hold, you can be free. But you got to work on you. You really do. You got to overcome the world, and you really can. It's so amazing to me that you can. You could be free right here on earth. Right here. You could be free, or you could live in your misery. And nobody is living their own life. You're not living you yet. You're not living your life. But you can. You got to let go of everything you've been taught. All your little moralities, all of your ideas, your competition, your thinking that you know what you want, and all this stuff you've been taught, it's been wrong. You got to live up to this and live up to that. Have you noticed all of your whole life so far you have not been able to live up to anything, and you tried? It's not that you have not tried, and you can't do it because there's nothing to live up to. So you can live freely. You don't ever have to try to live up to anything. Don't try to live up to anything. You can't live up to anything. There's nothing to live up to. Isn't that weird? Think about that. You've been trying to live up to the standards. You've been trying to live up this way as a Christian, or that way as an Abba person, or that way as a Jew, or this way as an atheist. And you can't, you're not succeeding because it's not real. There's nothing to live up to. You're not living your life yet. You're not living your life. That's why you're not happy. Anyway, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And the guy with the good hair and no fear. No fear. And then Joel Friday TV, y'all don't want to miss it. He has something coming up today going to blow your mind. Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I? Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I? He gonna blow your mind. He black. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 12 noon, the American anchor, baby. Energy just all over the place. He got more energy than God, even though his energy was given to him by God. The American anchor, baby, at 12 noon today. And the ladies' forum this Thursday night, ladies, for ladies only, our very first one for this year. Our very first one this year. If you want to be free, folks, go within. Forget about the world. Stop trying to help the world. You can't help anybody. Have you noticed you can't help anyone? And if you try to help them, they'll destroy you. Just work on you and stop trying to help somebody. You have no obligation to help anyone. It's all vain anyway. It's all vanity. Look at the people that are helping now. They're just vain about it. It's all vanity. They want to be seen. They want to feel good. They want to feel like they're good people. Super chat. Super.
Super chats.
Britt bought 8 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk saying, keep it up, Jesse.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Britt?
Yep, that's Britt.
Thank you.
Cactus Eater Bear gave a diamond. High winds coming. Hope the fires are contained. Smoke surrounding the smiley emoji.
The fire's out of control. As a matter of fact, there's a couple new fires, I believe, started either yesterday or last night.
Yep.
And the wind, this is the windy time in Los Angeles. January, February, and that's sometimes late December. Normally it's raining, too. But no rain, and the winds are out of control, and the fire is just crazy. Amazing. Thank you.
Indeed. Over on Cash App, Cornerstone gave a Cash App with no message.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond. Is it you? Oh, is you is or is you ain't a problem for yourself? That's the biblical question. In other words,
is it you? Lord have mercy. Is that you? Amazing.
Bobby Steele bought 10 coffees. That podcast with Tom and Christina changed my life. Your mom's house, JLP.
Oh, amazing.
I saw the light in Jesse and it made me curious. Today I am free. God is so, so good.
He is. Just, I wish, I'm excited. It's amazing how you're living in darkness and you call the darkness the light. You call your anger the light. You feel justified to get angry. You feel good when you get angry. You feel like you're like, but you don't know you're killing yourself. Killing yourself softly. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Nice. Shout out to Bobby. Nikki bought 5 coffees. Biblical question and answer.
Are you a problem to yourself?
Not anymore. I've found peace by surrendering and embracing the battle, he says. Nikki says.
Right on. Says, maybe. I put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Amazing. That's a response to the biblical. Right on.
That's right. Harmony, Harms, on Cash App with a personalized note. We'll have to check that out later. Thank you, Harms.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Bronconus, Cactus Eater Bear, Kid Combo 1, Aries 1, Games for Rec taking care of business, and the rest of the supporters over there, as always.
Thank you all.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Me and Big Mama Michelle at the buffet bought a coffee. Hey, it's pronounced me and Big Mama Michelle at the buffet. You can't be out there mispronouncing black people's name all wrong. That's racist.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, because I mispronounced it the other day. Eat the buffet. I'm like, whoa, that's not right. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Hey, I want to know something from you really fast before you run here. There is this guy who, this rapper who has this idea of segregating the people. He wanted to, this is from Edge. gangster rapper Ben 10 is getting backlash from suggesting that, I don't know if this is just he's playing around or it's another way of getting attention and blah, blah, blah. But according to from X, gangster rapper Ben 10 is getting backlash for suggesting that the U.S. government should create a segregated state that only allows gangsters, criminals, and killers to live in it and allow them to just kill each other. Watch this from X.
Hey, Lakers go viral, y'all, because I'm on some real shit right now. Just think it. If y'all want the murder rate to go down, why y'all on this make a fucking state for straight grade niggas, straight hitters, and let us just kill each other? Let us just go dumb, you hear me? And if the other ones kill outside of the state lines, the government get to kill them or kill y'all. Like, if the ones won't bang for us all our life, let us get a part of the world where we just could bang it. Like, this our life. Like, you can't get mad because we bang. We tired of going to jail for banging. This is some shit we love to do.
So, I can't hardly understand what he's saying. But it sounds like, can you understand him, Nick?
I speak fluently, so I can help, definitely.
Okay, what is he saying?
Well, he's talking about, if I may, the fine gentleman is talking about banging. And he's saying, let the homies bang.
But
give them a state where they can do the crimes they want to do and fight each other how they want to fight. And he even says at the end, it's because we like to do it.
And then if they cross that line into the other states, to kill them.
Right.
What do you think about that?
As one idea, it sounds like a movie. It sounds like what they've used to do in movies.
Oh.
I feel like they did that in like a movie.
Oh.
Like Escape from L.A. or something like that. I don't know, though.
And Joel said he loved that. You love that idea, Joel? Or you for that?
He's for it.
Yes.
Send their parents there, too.
Joel Black. So Joel said he liked this idea of creating a separate, segregated state where all the bad guys and the rappers and everybody live in it and let them just kill each other. And then if they cross the line, then our government would just take them out, too. Don't let them in the normal world. Jared says it's a good idea, too. It's a good, my producer, he said, that's a good idea. The murder rate will go down.
And we should force an extradition pact. So anybody who wants to act like a YN over here, they go to the banging state.
But I thought they already had that in the hood.
But that's America still. That's the problem.
Aren't you allowed to just kill one another in the hood?
You are, effectively, yes. Yeah. I mean, most of the time you'll get away with it, by far.
Yeah, especially now.
Like 3 times out of 4 or 4 times out of 5, you get away with it.
Amazing. Well, Joel Fry just said, yes, that's a good idea. And my producer, they're both black. So they think it's a good idea.
Nice.
So this guy's not just playing around. He means this.
Well,
he's not doing it just to get attention.
He thinks that it's a good idea. I don't know if it was a pot idea. I don't know if he smokes pot, of course.
Right.
But
it's getting attention, so it at least start a conversation.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go quickly to HB, a first time call out of Washington. HB, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, how's everything?
All is well, HB.
Wonderful. So I'd like to answer the biblical question.
Are you a problem to yourself?
All right. And the answer to that is no.
And why do you say no, you're not?
I say no because a human being is just a vessel for different spirits to flow through. Either there are holy spirits, like the Spirit of God, or evil spirits, you know, like Satan and his demons working through you. So you can't be a problem to yourself, but those demons can torment you, or God can ennoble you with, you know, the fruits of the Spirit and those kinds of things.
Interesting. I really want to respond to that, HB, but I got to hold it.
Nice.
I appreciate that, man. I'll respond to it on Sunday. Do you ever have you ever caught any of our fellowships on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, try to get this Sunday if you can. If not, you can podcast. I'm going to respond to that on Sunday. Very interesting. Thank you.
Sounds good. Do you mind if I ask one question?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Do you love the Jews?
I love the Jews.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I was asking. Yeah, I was asking because the people who love the Jews are, you know, like, whenever they speak the truth to the Jews, people like the Jews get upset. And I look at Jesus, and it's like Jesus loved everybody, but he loved the Jews the most, and if you're going to look at it that way. And yeah, they didn't really treat him well. But, yeah, I'm glad that you love them, you speak the truth to them, because, I mean, they really need love during these sorts of times.
Absolutely, man. Amazing. Thank you, HB. I appreciate
it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Ricardo is a first-time call out of Texas. Ricardo, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thanks, Jesse and crew.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling because I wanted to give you a little bit of a story of how your show and the crew, your work together, has influenced my path with the Father.
Okay.
In 2020, when all of that craziness was going on with COVID, I served in the military, and I had about 15 years in, and I was really struggling with what to do. And about that time, I found the podcast with you and the crew. And I really do think, like you say, that God has a plan and is perfect, because it allowed me to see the truth in everything. I feel like I was gifted eyes. And since then, the entire life that I thought I was supposed to have burned to the ground, and everything the Father intended for me started to take root and grow.
Nice.
And I wanted to say that I'm grateful.
Amazing.
It was hard to find any man on this planet that would speak truth or attempt to. And so far, the only thing that I found that could come close to what the truth might be is what you guys are talking about, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome, man. You stay with it. Stay with it. Stay on that straight and narrow path. You haven't seen anything yet. Just stay with it, no matter what.
I appreciate that. What was the biblical question this week?
Are you a problem to yourself?
I think the problem starts with the choice you decide to make. You choose evil, or you choose good. It's your choice.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, man, and I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you.
And stay with it, Ricardo. You stay with it, man. Stay with the prayer and just watch and live your life, all right?
I will. Thanks. God bless you.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Logan is a first-time caller out of Canada. Logan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning to you, Jesse.
Good morning, Logan.
I just am calling, Jesse, mainly to thank you. I decided that after listening to you for a while, I realized, honestly, how right you were about forgiving your parents.
Yep.
And so over the holidays, I wasn't necessarily going to do it, but I went down to see my family, and right away after interacting with my family for a bit, and especially my mother, I realized that I had to say something. And so I did, and it was amazing.
Amazing.
I just wanted to tell you about it a little bit. She was pissed.
Hey, how did you deal with it?
Well, we were sitting down kind of after dinner, after all the younger part of the family had left, and we were kind of just talking about nothing, we were talking about sports or something, and it was just sort of, we were just talking about nothing, so I figured, yeah, Right now is the time, and Yeah, so I was just pretty direct. I almost used the exact words that you recommend using. They're kind of beautiful words. And I modified them maybe slightly in my own way, but
right.
But just told her, yeah, that I, you know, told them both and told my mom that I've been wrong for resenting you, and but that I forgive you for being controlling. And she got so white hot mad that, and the more angry she got, my mother, the more it made me sure that what I was doing was the right thing.
Yep.
Like right away, like she just started getting so angry. And so, and that just made me more sure of myself, kind of. It was just like, wow. And then I forgave my father for like you said, for, you know, I have a sort of a better relationship with my father. And, I did want to tell him that, yeah, that I wanted to forgive him for sort of enabling my mom's controlling nature.
Yep.
And I was kind of worried about how it would all kind of unfold because I just didn't know, you know.
What a mess.
Yeah, exactly.
And what did your father say? How did he react?
Well, that was what was so cool. He handled it so cool, kind of. He was like, he right away realized that I was actually had something very real to say to both of them.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of, and he didn't get angry at all. And at one point, my mom stormed out of the room in anger. And he said, he was like, oh, it's probably all my fault. And he said right away, he said, thank you for forgiving me. Like,
right on.
And just handled it really well. And sort of had my back too. My mom was trying to kind of get out of it in a way. She was trying to kind of, you know, get out of the whole thing. Like she had been falsely kind of, you know, accused, so to speak. but my dad wouldn't let it happen. Like he kind of had my back, which was really cool.
Right on. Amazing, and, man.
Yeah, it was amazing, Jesse, just like you said.
When you stay with it, all you need to do now, because the light is on, the Father's allowing you to see, all you need to do is stay present. Practice staying present rather than being lost in your thoughts, thinking about the past or the future, or this or that. You practice staying present and let life happen. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
You bet, Jesse. Yeah, no, I'm absolutely already working on that. And, I'm so thankful for all that and how powerful that all is. Just out every thought and everything. Just really helps me out.
Right on. Amazing, man. Thank you. Call me again.
You bet, Jesse. Take care and have a great new year.
You too, buddy. Amazing. You can be free, folks. You don't have to live in misery. You can be free. Right now, If you really wanted to be free, if you wanted to walk out of the prison, imprisonment of your mind, because that's where prison is, you can really walk out of prison right now and be totally free. You can be in this world and not of it, meaning you're not controlled by the world, people of the world. Human beings are mean and nasty and evil, and they're roaming the earth seeing who they can hurt. Because they're miserable and they feel like life. Super chat. Super, super. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Someone gave 5 coffees with no message.
Thank you.
Thank
Amazing.
You as always.
Yeah.
And Harmony Grits.
Harmony.
Has a question. What does the Great White Hope have to say today?
Let me check.
We are going to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
Deep.
That's right.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. I absolutely appreciate it. Wow. Listen, folks, really, 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 I'm telling you the truth. You can drop your anger. You got to forgive your mothers. Ain't no way around it. If there was a way around it, you would have done it already. go and for all human beings, you have to forgive your mother. No such thing as a good mother. Now, some people say, oh, I can't find anything that I need to forgive. Yes, you're there. There is something you have to forgive them for. Forgive them, your mothers, because you have been turned away from your father. Salvation is about a return to the Father. You're out in the wilderness, you're lost and don't know it. And you're reaching out for everything but the right spirit. All right? Forgive your mothers. Forgive your fathers for not protecting you from your mothers. And God will forgive you. Don't ask for forgiveness. Hey, I'm sorry for resenting you. I'm wrong. You did the best you could. You could not help yourself. I'm wrong. And God will forgive you. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, so you can practice staying present. Eventually, you won't even have to do it from the video. You'll be naturally become that way. You'll come out of darkness. Practice staying present this year, all right? Rick from Hampton, Virginia. David, a first-time caller out of the UK. Heard around the world. Who is this from Texas? Judas? Judas! First-time caller out of Texas. And the caller just dropped. I'm out of time. But tomorrow is Wednesday, Manhood Hour in the third hour. Take control for your own self, your own life. Stop trying to help people. You can't help anyone. And you really, in all honesty, have no obligation to help anyone. You're not obligated. You're obligated to help yourself by overcoming your fallen state. And then God will direct you. If you, the right person want help, you'll just help the right person in the right way by pointing them back to the Father. You can't help them, but the Spirit of the Father will. For those that want it, most people don't want it. And it's okay they don't want it. Let them stay in the hell. Hate coming up now. The hate news, the hate report. It's coming up now. Then Joel Friday TV at 11, and then the American Anchor Baby at 12. Have a good day, folks. I got to take some Father's State shows today. Three of them. What the? Have a good day. Bye.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that. And let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663, and we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.